Alice Cooper's music is often popular this time of year. A Cambridge author argues that music history owes a huge debt to musicians like Cooper who explored spiritual rebellion and the supernatural. WBUR's Andrea Shea has more on the new book, Season of the Witch, How the Occult Saved Rock and Roll.
47-year-old Peter Biebergall feels like he's been writing this book his whole life, or at least since he was 11 or 12.
My brother used to torment me by playing his Alice Cooper records and playing Revolution 9 and spin it backwards so that I would hear the secret messages.
Revolution 9 is the notorious, possessed-sounding track on the Beatles' White Album. As a child of the 70s, Biebergall was obsessed with monster movies, comic books, and hobbits.
But there was something about when I would go into my brother's room and I would, you know, sit on the floor and listen to Led Zeppelin and pore over those album covers, that it seemed maybe there really was a secret knowledge that these musicians had access to. And it was very seductive.
That seductive power drove Biebergall to seek answers. Season of the Witch is the result.
My argument is that the spirit of rock and roll, the essential rebellious instinct of rock and roll, is certainly social and sexual and political, but it's also a spiritual rebellion. And the way in which it expressed that spiritual rebellion was through the occult imagination.
The occult imagination conjures everything from Ouija boards to Christian and Jewish symbolism to LSD trips and alternative spiritual practices. Biebergall says it ultimately helped rock bands like Led Zeppelin, Pink Floyd, and Black Sabbath save rock from sounding too mainstream.
Maybe it was just pure marketing coolness by throwing a pentagram on your album cover. But it was also a way in which a band could quickly alert the culture that they were different, that they are going to be worrisome to your parents.
Think Rolling Stones lead man Mick Jagger.
He wasn't out to steal your soul, but maybe to seduce your daughters.
I was around when Jesus Christ had his moment of doubt and pain.
Biebergall also argues that if we remove the occult influences from the history of rock, it would sound and look very different. He points to the original vinyl pressing of the album Led Zeppelin III.
In the inner groove was etched, "Do what thou will," which of course is the infamous quote from Aleister Crowley, which goes, "Do what thou wilt shall be the whole of the law."
Aleister Crowley, an infamous Victorian-era English occultist, appears throughout Biebergall's book. Musicians including David Bowie embrace the dark magician's intellect, mystery, and hedonistic tendencies. Led Zeppelin guitarist Jimmy Page bought Crowley's estate in the 70s. Jungian psychology, tarot cards, and Eastern philosophical texts like the I Ching fueled the collective unconsciousness in the 60s and 70s. But Biebergall reaches farther back, to the Greek myth of Dionysus, to slave music, even to classical violinist Niccolo Paganini. His audiences swore they saw the devil's fingers dance across his strings. The violin and the guitar have long been called Lucifer's instruments.
In the mythology of rock and roll, Robert Johnson is the origin myth of meeting the devil at the crossroads and selling your soul to learn how to play the guitar.
This occult spirit is deeply ingrained in the rock and roll stage persona and sometimes comes off a little corny. 1984's mockumentary This Is Spinal Tap parodies mystical bands in an over-the-top theatrical concert scene with a tiny Stonehenge and tiny druids.
No one knows who they were or what they were doing, but their legacy remains.
And the occult rock legacy lives on and continues to inspire countless rockers today. The Boston band Ghost Box Orchestra played at Biebergall's reading for Season of the Witch.
Yes, we do like The Hobbit. I heard Robert Plant also enjoyed The Hobbit.
32-year-old bass player Zach McGowan says he buys Bibergol's thesis, even if pentagrams and crosses are pretty mainstream these days. Guitarist Chris Johnson agrees.
I think the occult may have saved rock and roll, but it needs saving every now and again.
Author Peter Bibergol also delves into the horrifying downside to the occult imagination, including Charles Manson's brutal murder of Hollywood actress Sharon Tate in 1969. The cult leader said he took cues from lyrics on the Beatles' White Album. Bibergol hopes people read Season of the Witch with the mix of seriousness and fun with which he wrote it.
You don't have to believe in the occult. You don't have to believe in magic. You just have to believe in rock and roll.
Must be the season of the witch.
For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Andrea Shea.
Witch, yeah. Must be the season of the witch. When I look over my shoulder, what do you think I see? Summer cat looking over.